Hey, we better dive into the mailbag, huh?
I think we should. You know, there's a lot of kids who have sent in some nice reports. Always encouraging you to send in whatever is happening in your neighborhood, as the students have done. And we're going to hear this morning first from Bria, who is reporting from Ely.
Hello, from Ely Memorial Middle School on the edge of the Boundary Waters. This is the phonology report for the week of October 5th through 11th. My name is Bria, and I am your phonologist today. The weather in Ely has been rainy, 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 but we finally had two beautiful summery days on Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday night and Friday morning, we had a bit of thunder and lightning. Today, we got a good look at our trees in the schoolyard after missing a week due to a field trip. The elm tree is at 100% yellow with about 30% of the leaves dropped. The silver maple is also completely yellow and has only about half of its leaves left. Our paper birch is at 100% flecking and has lost 40% of its leaves. And the mountain ash has mushy berries and only about 35% of its leaves hanging on. The white spruce is quite sappy, and our little white pine only has a few brown needles. Finally, the green ash is also at 100% flecking. We took a quick look as the clouds parted momentarily and gave us a short moment to run around in the schoolyard. Asters are still in bloom, but with snow in the forecast, may be soon disappearing. Sadie saw a wolf crossing a road, carrying a deer head, while Peyton's grandpa saw a wolf attacking a deer. Izzy saw a woodpecker, and John saw a turkey vulture. We continue to see many deer. Jaden saw a 10-point buck cross a road, and Miss B almost hit a deer this morning on the way to school. Drew and his grandpa saw antler rubs on trees in the forest. Jaden's grandpa also helped a snapping turtle cross the road, and three students saw a wolf. Many students have noticed flies and mosquitoes during our warm weather, while James disturbed a wasp's nest and got exercise running away. Tyler saw two butterflies, and Otto noticed a spider on a tree. This concludes our phonology report. Be observant wherever you are, and enjoy your week.
Thank you, Bria. Nice job. Lots of good things going on up there, and predictable, I guess. Lots of yellows on the trees that they're monitoring. Their silver maple sounds like it's a step or two in front of mine, though mine is all yellow now, and leaves are falling off wholesale. I can blow my deck off every day, and it's just like clearing away a couple inches of yellow snow. What else? Oh, snapping turtle. That's kind of late in the season. I was glad to hear that. You never know when the last turtle will crawl up and find itself a place for the winter. And somebody got chased by wasps, and that says that we haven't really had any hard frost yet. I haven't come across anything like that myself lately, but you never know.